I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Around the West, in the last several weeks, universities have been having graduations. Many young people are returning home to the farm, either the start of their new career in the family business or even for the summer. Does your family business have a code of conduct in place? Family business consultant, author, and farmer Jolene Brown says that having and using a code of conduct can be a very important tool in family businesses.
And this is what we agree that is right, correct, and how we want to be known. And it's things like we're going to be upfront with each other, we're going to be honest, and we're going to keep our word with people. Another one is that we're going to be timely in our workplace.
Brown shares a classic example of when timely can be an issue.
I had a farmer say to me, well, my son's just a slow starter. You know, he just doesn't like to get up and work. And when I asked what time does a slow starter come to work, he said, well, not till 9 or 10 o'clock. I said, do you have any employees? And he puffed out his chest. He had 6 other employees. I said, well, what time do they have to be at work? And he said, 7 o'clock. I said, whoa. You know what happens between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m.? Resistance, resentment, and revenge. And people perform to the lowest standard you tolerate. And that's for you and I and all of our business. It's not the standard that you wish they would do, not the standard they said they would do, not the standard you told them to do, but the standard they do. So make sure that when you have a standard, we have a leader holding him or herself to account, and also those in the workplace.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.